Father God, we just come before your throne of grace this morning, and we just honor and praise your name. We ask, dear Lord, that your agenda be heard in this room today. We ask for peace to fall on every member here. We ask for leadership and guidance for these people that you have appointed to your purpose and your plan. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for every person here today who's interested. We ask that you will be with those who are out there listening, and that you will give your guidance, direction, and blessing to this county. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sherry. Okay, got minutes for September 8th, 9th, and 11th.
Motion for approval. I didn't see anything that was...
Looked all good to me. I'll second. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Didn't see any journal entries or transfers. So we're ready for public comment.
No, accounts payable.
Oops. Guess we better do that. Hey?
Yeah, somebody will be wanting that.
Trying to do two things at once. All right, accounts payable.
Yeah, I was all right. I make a motion to approve accounts payable.
I'll second that.
A big chunk out of there this
Lots
time.
Lots of bills. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we're ready for public comment.
Bill Stevenson.
Bill, welcome, sir.
Morning.
Morning.
Bill Stevenson, 208 Mead Road. I wanted to discuss the Army Corps roads. I talked with Jim Strathis on Friday, and he mentioned that the commissioners are unanimous in their position that they do not support the closing of our roads and trails on Army Corps land around Bushels Lake. Is that correct?
That's right. We're not.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. After my conversation with him, I called and talked to Mark Case and asked him specifically if it was the Army Corps' intention to place boulders around the parking lots that the county is currently constructing down on Deer Lane and Mission Road. And he said, absolutely. They will close those roads, and they will do everything they can to enforce that closure. One of the reasons that he cited was that they were never authorized roads. In your meeting on May 22nd, and Mark Case attended that meeting, you discussed the fact that there was a boat dock down right in between Deer Lane and Mission Road in a cove in there. I'd like to point out that the Army Corps will not issue a permit for a boat dock unless there's a road nearby to access that dock with. And the road that accessed that would have either been a road that goes from, a road that goes from Mission Lane to that cove, and then a road that goes from Deer Lane to that cove. So I think that that road has always been there, and it's always been authorized, and it's been recognized by the Corps, which can be proved by the fact that they issued the permit there. The dock's no longer there. The road still remains. And then on Blackwell Ferry, I know you discussed closing roads down in there in your meeting. I'd like to point out that the roads that are down on Blackwell Ferry are shown on this map, and they're also shown on these Delorme maps. And so those roads have always been there, and they've also always been authorized roads. So while I appreciate your support for not wanting to close these accesses, I don't believe it's enough. I think that there's a few things that we can do just that I've kind of considered. The first one would be to notify the Corps that these are considered roads within the county, not county roads per se, or roads that the county is required to maintain, but roads within the county, federal roads within the county. And you need to notify them in writing of that. Mr. Strathis said that he would be willing to do that. My conversation with Mark Corr, or Mark Case, he indicated that the county can submit an application to receive an out grant for those roads. He also indicated that they may not receive approval if they submit that application. but that would be one of the processes that you could go through.
He said an out grant.
Out grant. Okay.
Out grant.
We can also, if we need to, and I believe County Attorney Paulson here would know better than I, but I am looking into it, submit a motion for a summary judgment on whether or not these are actually roads. And I think to the federal district court, I guess, is where that would go. In order to do that, we would need to get some affidavits and other evidence. I believe that these maps could be used as evidence and affidavits from neighbors nearby that have seen those roads use those roads for decades now. I mean, some of these roads we're talking about we've been using for 50 years and more or more. So, like I said, while I appreciate that the commission has voiced their opposition to closing these roads, I think that the commission needs to do more to make sure that they're open. And if they don't, the roads will certainly be closed. That's it.
Okay.
James Strahan.
James, you're next.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I just want to report to the County Commission on the Assessor Association convention we had last week. We had that at the Chateau through the bid process, the state of Missouri. And this convention that I was at, all assessors are at, plus legislators and many others, it provides 20 hours of training to the assessors as required by Senate Bill 601. There were approximately 300 people that came to the conventions, and they started arriving at the convention on September 6th and stayed all week, and we adjourned on September 10th. The association had been in Branson now over the last 3 years and has a contract to be here over the next 3 years. The chamber did a wonderful job supplying the convention with many beneficial packets that supplied coupons to the visiting guests and for local shows, attractions, and shopping, of course, while either the men was in the convention or the ladies in the convention that were assessors, you can pretty well count on what the counterparts were doing. They were doing a lot of shopping. Over this six-year period, it would be easy to estimate that this convention would produce as much as $1 million to the local economy. You can run the numbers any direction you want to run them, and it's a big benefit to have these state conventions down here in Branson, and it seems to be with our association, as once they came, it's a very popular item, and we have no opposition to coming back to Branson. And I'd like to challenge all the elected officials to lobby their associations to come to Branson. I know many elected officials have, and some have showed up in Branson over the years. And it's just a very positive thing for the area. And like I say, in these down times, it dumps revenue, and I'm talking large amounts of revenue into the local economy. And that's all I wanted to report this morning.
James, I think you got a good point. I believe sheriffs.
Yes.
I think the treasurer, the recorder.
Yes.
I know that. That was one thing I asked Mr. Strophis when he attended the first as our board member at MAC, that we push for that, keep pushing for it. I know it's been mentioned a lot to get commissioners to come, but I know there's some other ones to come. But you're right, they bring a lot of folks to town and help our economy. And
you bet.
We're just glad to have them.
I know when we adjourn in the afternoon, you usually see someone coming in with a shopping bag from where they've been gone all day. So it is a good thing, and 300 people there for 4 or 5 days is quite a boost. Thank you.
Good deal. Another?
Sheila Wyatt.
Sheila? Good morning.
Good morning. I think that is great that they have that here. I wish we could get ours here. Ours is held in April, and they all think it has to be at Jefferson City because of the bills that are being brought forth at that time, and we have the senators or representatives come over and speak on them, or if there's problems with them. But I think it would be great. I'd love to have it here. I'd just like to mention that we have a benefit coming. I don't know if this is, hope this is proper, a week from Saturday for a young lady. Sean Keyes was raised here in Taney County, and his wife has terminal melanoma. And I'm going to send the flyers out to. I just happened to think of that. It's a week from the 26th, and it's at New Vision, and we'll try to get something in the paper, but it's important that we support our fellow neighbors when they're down. And I apologize for not being on the agenda, and I realize I can only make a statement, but it's necessary for the collector to speak to you in regard to the meeting held on Friday, 11 p.m., September 4th, in regard to the interest on a tax statement for Hollistertown Plaza. I'm sure the commission is interested in all the facts when making a decision, and I realize after listening to the tape that you do not have them. I spoke with a county counselor after 5 p.m. on Thursday and asked if he understood what had happened on the Hollistertown Plaza case. He said, no, not really. It was after 5 p.m. past Friday before I was able to listen to the complete tape of the meeting. And there are two reasons I feel the importance of speaking to you this morning rather than putting it off. The taxpayer for Hollistertown Plaza LLC could come in today or tomorrow and want to pay his tax statement, and I would need a copy of the decision to go with the paid tax statement so that I could note it in the computer when taking the payment. Then, after listening to the tape, there were corrections that need to be made, and if I sat silent, I would be agreeing with what was said. The collector was not notified of the commissioner's desire for her to be at the meeting until it had begun. As stated on the tape, the collector was under time constraints and at that time in another meeting. If I'd known the commission would have wanted my input, I would have prepared a statement with all the details. I will quote from two statements at the beginning of the tape where it was being discussed if the collector should be at the meeting. This was said by one commissioner. I think she needs to be here. We separated that down in a general conversation. Call her and have her come down. We talked about when this came up, about what happened, and we don't know what happened. That's just an exact quote. I don't understand this statement, but it would have been nice to have been contacted. The next statement was from the owner of Hollistertown Plaza requesting relief from penalties and interest that said, I quote, I kind of want to go through my stuff without something hitting the fan before I get done. Much laughter occurred. He continued, it is not fair what you're doing. Now this confuses me as to what's not fair. Is it not fair for the collector to be there? But the next statement being read says that the 2008 tax statement of parcel 17417226, the assessor placed lot 1 and 2 under Hollistertown Plaza with one assessment that required the property to be split. Now the fact is, in the 2008 tax year, the collector was charged to collect taxes separately on two parcels for lot 1 and lot 2. On parcel 17417226.1, with legal description, Hollistertown Plaza, Lot 1, City of Branson under the name Cody's Convenience Store and with the assessed value of $38,400. Cody's received their tax statement in October and paid it in December of 2008. The collector was also charged with parcel number 174-17226.0 with a legal description of Hollister Town Plaza, Lot 2, City of Branson. The owner in the statement was Hollister Town Plaza, LLC, with assessed value of $524,030. Hollister Town Plaza received their tax statement with a legal description of Lot 2 only in October 2008. Hollister Town Plaza did not contact the collector that there was an error on the tax statement. I did not hear from them until April or May, making a statement asking to pay in installment payments. And I'll say no more on that issue here, except that at that time, they never questioned the amount due on the statement, nor suggested it was incorrect. I did not hear from Hollister Town Plaza until right before the county counselor would have been sent the email. The collector's office sent delinquent notices in February to this statement. Once the collector has been charged with a tax statement to collect, if it has an incorrect assessed value, the only way that value can be changed is with the assessor writing abatement to go before the Board of Equalization, and then the Board of Equalization giving that order and the collector's books being adjusted. Unless this procedure is followed, the collector must collect what she is charged with. When the owner of Hollister Town Plaza asked the collector to waive the penalties and interest, I told them I do not have that authority, that the county commission was the only body that could do it if there were a county error. This is when the discussion began in regard to the assessment being incorrect. At the meeting on Friday, September 4th, between the owner of Hollister Town Plaza and the county commission, there was confusion as to what occurred. As you know, I was not originally part of the scheduled meeting. My attempt here is to fully explain to the commission the procedure, and if they would like a better understanding, they can come to the collector's office, and I'd be happy to go over it with them. And I'd love for the assessor to be present in case I would say anything that he wouldn't agree with. I am confident that the number one goal is just to do what is right. I do not know what the assessed value the assessor figured his agreement on for the parties to pay. When I discovered there was a difference in the assessed value, I did go to the assessor, and he told me that he knew it, he had worked it out with the parties. But I do know that the records show that the assessed value is $34,800 greater for the two lots in 2008 than in 2007. Unless that adjustment was made on that agreement, then that amount is incorrect. The Codys paid the amount due with the assessed value charged. In reviewing the records of that meeting, I understand the vote was to waive the penalties and interest in the amount of $7,560.42. The collector needs a copy of that order if it is to stand and to go in the file with the tax statement, so when Hollister Town Plaza comes to pay their taxes, I may note it. Now, I have much documentation of showing the exact charge I was charged with and the names are on it. I have a file of the 2008 splits to show you that if you buy a piece of property in the middle of the year, that are given to me. If you buy a piece of property in the middle of the year and it's not split out on the tax bill, then a split is done, and I'm to collect on both parties, or 5, 6, 8, 10 parties, whatever it be. This was not part of those because it originally has mapping numbers. And I thank you so much, and look forward to hearing from you on the direction to go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Should we post a meeting, you reckon?
I don't know. When Jim gets back, I would like to. Were you not here Friday? She was present at the meeting, but what she's saying is she didn't...
I'm not talking about...
Yes, sir.
About
yes, sir. I was here Friday.
How come you didn't post this Friday?
I didn't. I was unable. I had two girls short in my office, and I had was down to one girl. By the end of the day, I was unable to even look at it. I worked on this from 5:30 till 9 o'clock Friday night. That was my first chance to get to work on it.
So, and this happened September the 4th?
That happened on Friday, September the 4th.
Okay.
I left at... on Friday, and when the I was back in the office on Tuesday when everyone else was, and worked very diligently getting my work done in the office through the day, and it's at nighttime usually that I get a chance to work on extra duties like this. And I wanted to work on it Thursday night. I listened about 10 minutes of the tape, saw that there was misquotes, statements made in there, and knew I was going to have to answer them. In leaving that day, I had an appointment with my mother to the doctor at 5:15, and at 5:15 I was going out the door, run into the county counselor, made that statement that I was asking him if he understood what took place. He said, no, not really.
You asked me if I understood what you were saying to me in the hallway, and I said, not really. But you were explaining that there were things that weren't mentioned or that were incorrect at the meeting, and I said, well, that may be the case. And you asked me if I understood all of what you were saying, and I said, not really. And we were going to discuss it later, is what you said.
I said, I'm going to have to prepare, I'm going to have to get a chance and to listen to it all and prepare bullet points of what happened, and then I'll go over it.
Okay. The only reason I asked that question is just because this is something to be discussed. If there was an error made that you think there was an error made that we need to talk about, it should be posted on the agenda, not a statement made to the press. But the press is perfectly welcome to come to an open meeting where we have all three commissioners that made the decision to do what was taking place. Instead of coming in on public comment today and stating a statement to where we really can't reply of what was said, or you didn't even give comments of what was said on the tape that you have questions about. So I would like to have a discussion meeting with all three commissioners, yourself, the assessor, at a posted time. Not where there is a statement made to where we're not supposed to respond to and talk back to the
Yes,
person.
Commissioner Strahan, that's the reason I started with apologizing for not being able to be on the agenda. And I thought I explained because I was unable to look at the tape until Friday evening. And the reason, the importance for the time is knowing that there was just going to be, as I found out, two commissioners here now. I need, if the gentleman was to come in to pay his taxes today, what amount should I collect? I need to know. I need to know. And to say that, and the statement was made on the tape that he had tried several times to get it corrected, and that
What happened on that Friday was that the county commission waived fees and penalties, late fees and penalties and interest due to a governmental mistake. And at the present time, if he came in, you'd be collecting the same amount that you were charged with earlier. It's just that the fees and penalties would be waived unless they undo the decision that they have made due to there not actually having been some mistake by the government to warrant the waiving of fees and penalties. I think that's where it stands right now.
Mm-hmm. And we have, if you want the books corrected to correct the correct value that's on the parcels, because right now the assessed value on the parcels are the combination. If it's lot 1 and lot 2 for 2008, the assessed value is $34,800 difference on lot 1 and lot 2 than what it was in 2007.
I don't believe the county commission made any changes as to what the assessment was or what it
was. No, they did not.
Anything else. They just waived the fees and penalties due to a governmental error, and I don't think the the splits or whatever will be done until reassessment, right?
No, the assessor's office had already remapped it. There was no question of a split. The assessor's office had already remapped it, and the collector was charged under the correct lot 1 and lot 2 for the correct owners. The assessed value was just incorrect. And my only thing is, if you direct me, if the owner in question were to come in this afternoon, just give me a statement or a copy of the minutes of what you want to collect, knowing what, and then whether you're going to leave the assessed value the way it is.
The assessed value hasn't changed. The County Commission did not rule on changing the value of the properties or how they were apportioned. All they did was waive the fees and penalties due to a governmental error. And unless they undo that and say there was no governmental error, then until such time that they undo that, there's a waiver of the fees and penalties. And if they came in, they would pay the appropriate amount, just like they would have paid had they paid on December 31st.
I do understand that. I wanted them to have a chance to know all the evidence, all of the evidence that the customer had.
You want a rehearing of the county
commission
to decide?
No, I wanted the commissioners to know the correct thing from the collector's office, from the records, of exactly what was right. And if they stand by that decision, that is great. That's all that I can be. I can't, I just have to give what is right, what is correct. The collector's records are not correct on the books with the for the owner and the assessed value as it is. But if a title company, like we had checking on the selling of one property, and when you sell a piece of property, the title companies prorate the taxes based upon last year. And if they do that on this one parcel and prorate it, they're not going to have the right figures to work with. If you want to leave it that way, fine. If you want it correct, then...
Mrs. White, if this has been this big of issue to you, and it happened September the 4th, and all the things that you've brought up, we should have had a work session. We've already made a decision on this, and you bring it to the county commission, and we will relook this situation. We have made a decision that will stand, but you are the collector and charged with collecting taxes, and I think Mr. Paulson has explained it the best way that he can explain it. That so if you want to call and post a work session with the commission, I think that's perfectly fine that we communicate in that way. But to come in and make a statement that we can't have our side spoken back to, according to our public opinion, so I would encourage you to make a...
I'd like to suggest that we we do set a work session for Thursday or Friday when Jim's back, and also invite Mr. Gage, because what I hear Sheila saying is the assessments for 08 were $34,000 more than 07 on the same parcels. And if that's the case, then if he goes ahead and pays as we've agreed to, there'd be collection of taxes on that $34,000. I just think it'd be good to have a work session, invite him and look at the books, and James and Sheila can be there and try to work it out.
We went through the evidence that was presented the day that it was here, and made a decision, and we'll have another work session, and if we have to correct it, Mrs. White, you are the collector and charged with collecting the taxes, and if they come in and we have made a governmental mistake, well then you collect the taxes that are charged for you to collect, and we'll take care of this. We'll have a work session. I just have a misunderstanding of the timing, I guess.
Okay.
How about 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon?
Okay. But please just tell me. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll have to look because I think Jim has some other appointments on Monday or on Thursday.
Not on the calendar.
Right.
But you think he's got something planned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please tell me if by some chance that this owner should come in and I understand I am the collector. Do you want me to take an order, to get an order from the, do you want me to take the, have the county clerk give me a copy of the vote, and you want me to go by that if he comes in between now and the scheduled workshop?
That's all you can do.
That's my reason for being here, is I have to know. He may not come till the end of the month. I believe I read in your, on the minutes that it said he had to have it paid by the end of September. And he may not come till then, but he may come tomorrow. So if he does, then I understand that my direction is to get a copy from the county clerk of that order and put that on. And that's what I wanted clarity
on. I'll try to get a hold of Mr. Gage today and let him know of your question, that there may be $34,000 more. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what was figured.
We can find out a time to get together and do a work session.
I mean, basically there's two options. Either the governmental mistake wasn't a governmental mistake and he shouldn't have had his fees and interest waived, or two, perhaps he paid too much and he needs to go to BOE if he still can and try to get the amount reduced that he pays. I mean, those are the only two possibilities that I can think of that anything needs to change.
Or there could be two mistakes right there, that the assessed value is incorrect and maybe he had a chance to pay those penalties and interest on time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other public comment? Is that it? All right, we're ready for road petition on Shalimar. And Frank, Randy, anybody got input? I know our video's not that working.
I've been on the road, so.
It's been a while since I've been there, but I know where it's at.
Our video's not working, so I don't have a video of it, but I think Danny's aware of the road.
The one question I've got is, I noticed that you've recommended as a Class 5, and I want us to consider doing a class, starting with a Class 6 if we do move forward with taking it in.
The reason I recommend a Class 5 is with residents already living on the road. I think there's six dwellings currently on the road that Class 6, we don't do snow removal, and with it being a base road, that's the reason I recommend a Class 5 is so you could get snow removal.
On those, Randy, I appreciate what you're trying to do, and you're just following your direction, but I think that we have to start considering with this snow removal load of particular roads, and I think we have done that. We did that on Backwoods, was Class 6. What was the other one last week? But anyway, we worked those consideration for Road and Bridge and the superintendent and yourself to work out the timing and the amount of roads that we have and the change that could take place if location move on probably one of the road barns would make a lot of difference on whether we took roads in for snow removal.
You're out there pushing snow on Savage. Same equipment. If we did go 5 and it was and we had snow removal, you're going right by it. Is it just another 5 minutes or something or?
Could be, but this being a gravel road, and
that was my thought that
at times would require greater
rather
than it being a truck and plow unless there's other gravel in the area.
Do you have other roads there that are in that position that they need a grader?
Basically, everything else is going to be hard surface at the end of this season. So
there's no reason we can't come back with the grader and plow it. Even though it's Class 6, is that right?
Right, but
I'd like to go for Class 6. I'll make a motion to approve it as a Class 6.
I'll second that, but we can always change it.
The other reason I recommend sometimes like that is on the petition is where the petitioners, also have a chance to mark which class they're asking for.
Right.
So. I don't see anybody that would be from the road.
Nope.
Okay. questions, comments?
The road's just 900 feet and
cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac.
The picture looks okay, is it?
Yep.
There is a couple of driveways that do need culverts on this road.
Right.
One especially, the other one. Originally not hurting if it doesn't have one, but the...
But we do follow standard procedure on that. They buy the
right
tin horn and we install it.
I'd like my motion to show contingent on the cult or the tin horns provided by those two properties.
Also in my second.
Comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, other business. Anything else?
Yeah, we had a note here, and I don't know who this is. It's addressed to me, but our fall cleanup is the 6th and 7th of November. It's a very important time for the county. I think we need a little more promotional every year. We think we're getting closer and closer, and every year there's more and more. So fall cleanup for this county is very important and something that should be used by the citizens. And the news media can help us greatly with a promotion of that date, although that's a little later, and that's one reason that I wanted to announce it. I think we usually went to somewhere around the 10th of October, the first week in October, but we moved this one back a little bit, and foliage and everything will be down where people can see things and ditch lines and things like that. So that's one thing that I had.
Good.
Probably had something else, but I can't think of it right offhand.
Seems like there was another date we needed to remind folks of, but I'm drawing a blank. Something like that. Okay. We'll recess until... Art?
I don't know whose job this is to take care of this, but on Casey Road down there, just about 500 feet from the Casey Road Bridge down there, the guardrail down on there has been hit. I don't know how many times it's been hit, and it's really folded around pretty bad now. And I'm afraid the next guy that hits it, we're going to be going to his funeral. So because of the shape that that guardrail's in. I mean, it's done its job a couple of times. It ain't going to do it many more times unless it gets fixed.
I saw Randy nod his head behind you. We got it on our plan?
Yes, we're aware of it, and it's worth it to be repaired.
Well, what I'm saying has been too long. It should have been done.
All right. Thank you, Art. Anything else? All right. We'll recess until 10 o'clock, I think.